Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In general, how do these aviation investigations unfold?
Well, historically, when a disaster like this occurs, the NTSB gets involved immediately and takes over the site, and the FAA is also involved. This one will be a little different because of the military aircraft that was involved, the Black Hawk helicopter. So the Army and the Department of Defense will also be involved in the investigation. And normally, unfortunately, these investigations take years before there's any final conclusion reached. Many times the NTSB will come out maybe 6 months later with a preliminary opinion, but normally it takes years to do that. Curiously, listening to the press conference of the president, he made a point of emphasizing that this is going to be done quickly. So I'll be curious to see just how quick a final conclusion is reached.
When it comes to these investigations, how much information can be quickly gathered versus how much time it takes to put in picture what happened?
Well, again, a disaster like this is a little bit more challenging because it's not just an aircraft that went down. It's aircraft on aircraft. And so this investigation will involve the pilot of the helicopter, the American Airlines crew, what took place there, what trajectory they were on to land, but it will also include the air traffic controllers, what directions were given to the helicopter and what directions were given to the airplane. So this one is a little bit more complicated than, again, just an aircraft that goes down. So this one, in spite of the president's assurance that it'll happen quickly, I would be surprised if it happens too quickly.
We saw the video last night from the Kennedy Center webcam of the collision. How much of a picture can we get on how this crash happened, or how likely could this be misleading?
Well, again, it's going to be a question of altitude for both aircraft and why they were on the same altitude. And it's very unusual because you don't know what the air traffic controllers were telling each pilot. But also, when you're in a helicopter, you have visibility. You have pretty clear visibility, and you can maneuver a helicopter much easier than you can maneuver a large aircraft. So it's somewhat surprising that the pilot of the helicopter didn't take evasive action. So that's going to be something that's going to really have to be, you know, determined. Why, if they can ever, but why there wasn't more evasive action taken to avoid that collision. So the video will be helpful because it shows us where they were and why they were there, but it's not conclusive. It doesn't give us an answer.
And for victims, families of the victims of this, when it comes to taking legal action, how much of the time that it takes to do an investigation like this affect their claim, their notice of claim, and reaching a settlement or a judgment?
Well, we always think it's beneficial to move as quickly as possible in that regard. One should not wait until the NTSB completes their investigation before looking into possible legal action. Obviously, there will be claims made. There were 60 passengers on the aircraft. There were the 4 crew members, all of which may have a claim if, in fact, the Night Hawk helicopter or the Black Hawk helicopter was at fault. So it's never beneficial to wait. Anyone who anticipates bringing a claim should do so as soon as possible.
And how likely do you think you will see claims either against the airline or the government, because this is a military helicopter, be filed?
Well, of the 60 passengers, I would presume, as an attorney, that we would look into bringing claims against both the airlines and the government, no doubt about it. Now, the four crew members on the aircraft might have a claim against the military, so that's to be determined.
All right. Anything else that I have left out or you care to add?
No, I it's a sad day in American aviation. There's no doubt about that. It's been approximately, 17 years since there's been a tragedy like this. So the skies are safe. But unfortunately, we all mourn the loss of these lives from yesterday.
Robert, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Be good.